Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Well, hello and welcome into the Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Melissa Hyuk, and joining me on the line today to talk about how the shortage of project professionals could impact the growth of businesses and the global economy, as well as how to close the talent gap, is Mr. Ben Breen, the Project Management Institute's Global Head of Construction and Managing Director of Asia Pacific. Hello, Ben, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Melissa. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Now, okay, I found a study, a 2020 study by a U.S. consultancy based in Cincinnati, that found that project managers are the most misused, misunderstood, and undervalued of all delivery roles. Now, I gather that the study was done on Americans, given that it's a U.S. consultancy. Is that in line with what you've seen in this part of the world?
Yeah, I'm not actually familiar with that study, but I would have to say that it rings true. I do certainly think that project management is often overlooked and underestimated as to what value project managers can bring.
Right. And what kind of, given what you've said, what kind of value can professionally trained project managers bring to the table?
Well, I think, project managers really, in simple terms, they get things done. So, the role varies a lot depending on whether it's a small scale project, like delivering an element of a software program, or it could be something a lot more significant, like, building the Great Wall of China. I think, regardless of the type of project, the role is really to deliver, a certain scope of work and a predetermined outcome over a period of time. So I think project managers who do have the prerequisite skills and training are absolutely able to add a lot of value to the success of the projects.
Mm. There's a tendency, actually, for some organizations at least, right, to just put what they think or who they think is a capable person to do the job without any sort of proper project management training.
Yes.
Is that?
That is very common.
Yeah. So, what can why should they be properly trained? I mean, if you have a very capable person, great at the job that whatever they are doing in their portfolio, why do we really need them to be properly trained, or why do we need professional project managers?
Yeah, I think first of all, we call those project managers accidental project managers. So they're doing the role of what I just mentioned before, but they don't have the right skill sets. It's very common. I like to refer to a cartoon that I saw where a person was sitting in a tattoo parlor and they were looking at the picture of a brave lion in front of them. And then the tattoo artist was just finishing up and it looks more like a timid cat. You've got to make sure that the people have the right skills to deliver what they're there to deliver. So we do feel that we can work with those accidental project managers at any level, certainly from really basic knowledge of project management through to career defining professional project management. We can work with them across all that spectrum.
Mm. What kind of skill sets are we talking about and competencies?
I think traditionally it's always been, things like creating a schedule or, risk management on projects or critical path analysis. But all of those things are not known to the accidental project managers. And they have also become quite, par for the course. So more recently, we're seeing skills like collaborative leadership or strategic thinking or creative problem solving as some of the key skills that are really required.
Mm. So the project manager sounds like it is not just a coordinator.
Definitely not. They're delivering projects from, start to finish. Not only are they there to coordinate, and that is part of the role, but they're there to put their own knowledge and skill sets into a situation. So you can't just be the typical postman. Someone tells you this and then you pass it on. You need to be able to add value to each process, and then that helps in delivering a successful outcome.
Yes, I've been told, actually, in the selection of project managers or people to be in charge of project management, that EQ, emotional quotient, is actually one of the key requisites.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's becoming more and more important. Things like empathy is such an important skill now. Listening skills, these are all what we used to call the soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
We're now calling them the power skills. because they are the things that you need in order to have a significant impact.
And soft skills are important, but I understand that, you know, being a project manager, you actually have to go to the different under a project, you have a lot of, especially if it's a, interdepartmental sort of project, you would need to go prod all the different departments, right? And you have to have a certain level of empowerment.
That's right. Yeah, that's all, you know, part of sort of stakeholder management, and that relationship goes both ways, where you do need to be empowered, but the stakeholders, whether that's the clients or customer, that, you know, they need to trust you. So it's very important that you have the right skills and experience to gain that trust. And then that will really set you up for a much more successful project.
Yes, in some companies that I've worked with, I've noticed that, you know, they often put a person who is perhaps lower mid-level manager to handle the project. And oftentimes they have to go chase up after, you know, the sub-owners of the different aspects of the projects, who could be like the CFO, who could be the CRO or the CIO. And oftentimes they find that they can't do their job properly because they feel that they are completely outranked. And as a result, you know, those aspects of the projects actually fall behind.
Yeah, again, that is quite common. Unfortunately, because of financial pressures, quite often projects will be won at very low margins. So quite often companies will start off with the senior management involved, but then they will pull out and leave it to the more junior project managers. Now, that can work if they're not totally pulling out and they still provide the support that they need and the guidance that they need, plus the project manager has the right skills and that baseline to enable them to be successful as well.
So how would you say not having the properly empowered or experienced or trained project managers and not having the right attitude towards project management, how would all these impact businesses?
It's definitely detrimental without that level of empowerment, without that upskilling of employees to get them to the level that they need to be. The projects just will not be successful. And unfortunately, it is quite common, which is why you see a high failure rate with projects. So that's exactly what we're trying to address.
That study by PMI, Project Management Institute, found that by the year 2030, which is actually just less than 8 years, well, about 8 years from now, 2.3 million project managers will be needed globally, right, to fill the roles. Where do we stand now in meeting that demand?
Yeah, so that report, it's called the Talent Gap Report that PMI released in 2021. So that also wasn't very long ago. But what we have seen is it's very clear there's a response from organisations toward capability development. So that's really encouraging. In fact, a lot of organisations are coming to us and saying one of the main issues they're having is attraction and retention of talent. People are now jumping around a little bit more and finding newer opportunities at potentially higher salaries. So it's really important to engage with your employees to give them the right skills, not only now, but in the future. So you're mapping the careers for them. And the other thing, apart from directly what PMI is doing, we have chapters like the Singapore PMI chapter, who are volunteers representing us. And their community has really been growing as well. And they actively work in the region on all sorts of different initiatives to take project management skills to a newer audience and just to grow the awareness overall in the industries.
Actually, if you could spell it out for us. I mean, a lot of people think, okay, I'm not managing my projects well in my company. You know, that's all that's going to matter to, which is my own organization. But I understand that the study actually also found that we're looking at a potential loss in global GDP if the jobs don't go properly filled, or, you know, if the jobs go completely unfilled, looking at a loss of something like, what, $345 billion, of which about 7% would be in the Asia-Pacific region.
Yeah, that's right. They're huge numbers. And so if you look at that 7% or around $24 billion in Asia-Pacific, you know, imagine what we can do to avoid that by upskilling people and making sure that the projects are being delivered properly. So, you know, there's sectors like manufacturing and construction make up more than 70% of that. And the second largest group is probably in finance and insurance. So they are startling numbers. And some of the studies from, say, the Asian Development Bank, they estimate that Asia alone needs to invest about $1.7 trillion each year until 2030 just to, you know, maintain that growth momentum, to right. tackle poverty and respond to climate change. So they're certainly alarming numbers, and it's things that, you know, PMI can help to avoid.
Mm. And I suppose the last 2 years of the pandemic, did it help or not, the project management sector? I was going to just assume that it would not have been a good thing for the sector, but, you know, would I be correct in that assumption?
Well, actually, you are. Well, it's partially true. So we have seen that because people have been working from home, they do have more time on their hands. So I think PMI has become even busier than ever with meeting the needs of people who are saying, okay, you know, COVID has hit, our world has changed. We know that there are new and larger impacts that are happening all around the world, and we need to be ready. So I think that has almost shocked people into saying, right, let's do something about it. So it's also, I think, really shown the importance of skills like communication and collaboration that I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. And so people know that if they are doing the courses that give them those levels of skills, then they're essentially future ready.
Mm. And I know that your study also showed that there are some companies that are already very much, you know, on track. They're prioritized project management as one of the top five areas to focus on, as your study found, right?
Yes.
What would you say to those who actually have not yet invest in training up their own people or engaging, you know, a completely new, you know, headcount for project management?
Yeah, it's clear from the studies that the companies that have invested in the training and capability development are the ones who have gone ahead and and done well, and they've also been able to attract and retain the best talent, but also deliver more successful outcomes. So essentially, if you're, you know, staying still and not progressing, then you are falling behind, because these other companies are really starting to find new ways of working that are a lot more effective and efficient.
Mm. And what should they be looking out for in terms of getting somebody for the project management role?
Look, they need to, you know, the best is that they find somebody that has the right credentials, capabilities and experience. But we know that's not always possible. Mm. So it's important to find people who have the right sort of attitude, okay, and they can work within the community of project managers to get better at what they do.
Right.
And that helps the companies. So I think that's the sort of people you need to watch out for.
Okay, well, Ben Breen, Global Head of Construction and Managing Director of Asia Pacific for the Project Management Institute. Thank you for your time and information.
No problem at all.
Thank you. All the best with helping to fill those the gap, right, the talent gap in project management. And I've been speaking with Ben Breen, Global Head of Construction and Managing Director of Asia Pacific of the Project Management Institute. I'm Melissa Hyuk for the Workday Afternoon, and you are listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.